turmoil at Air France was literally laid bare this week when two senior executives had the shirts ripped from their backs by demonstrators after the airline set out plans to cut thousands of jobs, including the first forced dismissals since the 1990s. Xavier Brossetta, head of human resources, was forced to climb a fence to escape, wearing only a pair of trousers and a tie. But the scenes emphasised the desperation felt by managers and employees about Air France's last-ditch plan to cut costs and compete. I'm Matthew Vincent from the FT, and I'm joined now by our Paris correspondent, Michael Stottard, to discuss these scenes at Air France's meeting. Michael, I mean, first of all, why were these protesters quite so angry that they, you know, resorted to these measures?
Well, I think first of all, it's worth pointing out that there's a long history of violent protest in France, and it often bears results. In 2009, there was a spate of boss napping where union members and protesters would kidnap chief executives or senior management. And often it bears results and, you know, management or the government caves in. They were so angry because Air France was planning to cut 2,900 jobs and also, as you say, introduce mandatory redundancies for the first time since the 1990s. And French employees do not like this kind of thing.
So how does Air France find itself in this position? I mean, what has gone wrong over the years to get it to this point?
Well, the first problem is, like a lot of legacy carriers, a lot of flag carriers, they have huge costs, mainly employee costs, that they gave to employees back when times were much better. They have some of the highest wage bills in Europe, hugely more compared to even Lufthansa, but compared to the budget carriers, you know, their cost base is just significantly higher. And then the second point is they've faced increasing competition from the budget carriers in Europe, so EasyJet and Ryanair, but also the Middle Eastern players who have poured a huge amount of money into long-haul routes. So they're really squeezed between the fancy Middle Eastern players on the top end and the budget carriers in the bottom end, and are finding themselves with very little space in between.
So they're squeezed in this sort of middle position. What can they do about it? They have this plan. I believe they've now got a second plan, because I think there was a plan A, and now they're calling this second plan Plan B. Obviously, it's not going down at all well with the employees. What does Plan B involve?
Plan B is really not that different to Plan A. It's cutting jobs, but in a mandatory way. So firing people rather than just getting rid of people through natural churn. It's trying to cut unprofitable routes. It's cancelling some aircraft orders. It's essentially trying to lower its cost base. Its operations cost too much money. There are too many of its routes are just bottom line unprofitable. And it's trying to address this.
But it's been trying to address this for a while, hasn't it? I mean, these aren't the first cuts that it's made. Costs have been a problem for some time.
It's been trying to address this for a very long time. The company hasn't made a profit for 5 years. It was hit very hard by the downturn. It laid on a lot of debt. Its debt doubled. And it found itself, well, not on the brink of collapse, certainly edging that way if something wasn't done. So yeah, they've been trying for a long time, but it's difficult. They have entrenched costs, and you've seen what happens when they try and fire people. You end up getting beaten up by your employees.
Exactly. So what chance do they have of actually turning things around this time? I mean, surely more strikes, more protests, they seem inevitable, don't they?
Well, I think the feeling is that they have agreed meaningful deals with most of the other unions, with the ground staff in particular. The pilots are kind of the last holdouts, and they went on strike last year at huge cost to the company. But there's a feeling that eventually a deal will be reached with the pilots over the next 6 months, say. It won't perhaps be as much as Air France wanted, but a deal will be reached. And if a meaningful deal can be reached, this will give them some wiggle room to come forward with a new strategy which suggests some growth, perhaps developing their budget offering with Transavia. They could potentially get an injection of money from the French government, although this has been denied by all, but it's something that could happen in the future. if this could buy them a little breathing space, maybe they can come to some sort of strategy. But the reality is their cost base is always going to be a lot higher than the budget players. And they don't have as much money as the Middle Easterns. So long term, they have a huge strategic problem, and it's not clear where they're going to go from here.
No, it certainly isn't. I'm sure the head of human resources isn't going to go straight back into a meeting unless there's something else to put onto the table. For now, Michael, thank you very much indeed. And for all of our airline industry coverage, do remember to visit ft.com/airlines.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.